chce. My, bratia, kozaci, bratia, sestry, kozáckého rodu, u starci žive. Ukrajina, kroví moji, Ukrajina, diaspora, diaspora. Diaspora, 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 ah, diaspora. Pokažem vždy synovi kozaky, inozemci, kozáckého rodu, my příští tvojí, Ukrajino, příští tvojí, Ukrajino, diaspora, 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 diaspora.
And that was the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their most recent CD, Diaspora, and the title track. Dobrý večer, drahí radiosluchači, na radiopередачу Náš hlas. Говорить Павіна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-Makwari, Павіна in Ukrainian, and I am delighted to have you with me here on Náš hlas. We have a fabulous program lined up for you. Наталка Бучок will join us for Ukrainian Food Flair. Мейлак Шейкет will join us for Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. As well, Irenda Bell will drop by with another fascinating Did You Know feature. We'll also have an interview with Irena Yakuba, and she is the widow of Michael Minsky, a famous baritone from earlier in the 20th century, and she's got a special project that hopefully Náš hlas listeners can help her out with. As well, we'll have details of a brand new contest by PCJ Media, the syndication partner of Náš hlas, and as well, my baby brother, my favorite and only brother, will be turning 50. Actually, he has turned 50, so we're going to have some special birthday greetings for him, just because it's such a special day, and he's such a special guy. So, coming up next, we've got Cherem Shena from Montreal with a song that hopefully my nephew, who also incidentally works with my brother, will be able to help me out with. And this is a song I've always kind of been nervous about playing. Long-time listeners of Náš hlas, you probably know which song this is. But for new listeners, it's a song about it's a traditional, very useful plant, and it has historical significance for Ukrainians. It's very, very useful. But unfortunately, in North America, it has become illegal. And this plant, if you haven't guessed so far, is hemp, also known as marijuana. Now, I've been nervous because so far my Náš hlas listeners have been very kind, have not turned me into the police, just in case I'm doing something wrong and advocating the use of an illegal substance. But my nephew, Tyler, has applied to join the police force. And so hopefully he'll be able to help me clear this up once and for all, and I will know if I'm not skirting around the law or if I'm indeed being law-abiding by playing this next song. It is by Chetim Shena from Montreal. It is called Pussy Yella Baba Konopel, Baba Planted Hemp.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sangen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x@gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x@gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Лезнемо в долоні, хай праотці. Станьмо та догляньмо, хай нова прийдешня ера. З тих джерел нап'ється, що і наші праотці. Станьмо кожен зубом, станьмо кожен громом слова. Хай праотча слава знову вся не є з них висок. Щоб не занепала українська наша мова. Щоб не заснітився український наш народ. Щоб не занепала українська наша мова. Щоб не заснітився український наш народ.
That was Lvivsky Muzike from Lviv with Mnohaya Lita, which means many long years. And that is my special birthday dedication to my brother Del of Savela's Ukrainian Deli fame in Winnipeg, who just turned 50. He turned 50. Savela's turned about, I don't know, 25 or something. Anyway, I've got another song for you, Del. And this is a song that, of course, has childhood significance to both of us, all five of us, actually. And for the benefit of those who did not grow up in our family, this song revolves around a word that we often used with each other when we were less than pleased with each other. The word is kukuriku. And to hear, see if you can catch it in this song by Toronto's Nové Pokolenie.
Ти не забуваєш, що ти була мета, ти курить.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about kanapke from the cookbook of Olga Sinatovich. Growing up, I always thought kanapke meant sandwiches, but Olga was thinking of kanapke as canapés, which are served as an appetizer or cocktail food. Her kanapke were meant to be delicious, delicate jewels served on a tray covered with an embroidered cloth. Since these recipes haven't been tested and tried in a modern kitchen, I'm inviting our listeners to join in a grand experiment. Try the recipes out and post your results on our blog. Let us know which recipes hold up to the scrutiny of our modern palate. We'll make sure the recipes are posted on the website so you don't have to be scrambling to write them down during the program. This could be a sort of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio community test kitchen. Today's segment deals with Olga's general suggestions about canapés, but the following segments will include recipes for various spreads and fillings for canapés. Olga warns us not to overwhelm our canapés with too many ingredients. If not using one of her prepared spreads, spread the butter thinly on the bread. And you must cut the crusts off the bread and keep the pieces of meat small and dainty. No piece of ham should end up hanging out of a guest's mouth just because you weren't careful enough to cut it to the right size. I wonder what Olga would say if she saw a hero sandwich or a hoagie or po' boy. It might be hard for her to swallow. Sorry, couldn't resist. Anyway, according to Olga, proportion is everything when creating the perfect canapé. With sharp cheeses, eggs, or herring, you can spread the butter more thickly. Or be adventurous and substitute mayonnaise for the butter. Be really adventurous and mix chopped egg, fish, smoked meats, smoked fish, mushrooms, or tomatoes into the mayo and spread it on nice and thick. But not cheese. Do not mix cheese into the mayonnaise. I'm not sure why, but Olga doesn't recommend it. If you're making one of her spread recipes, then you can lay it on with a liberal and generous hand as thick as the slice of bread you're using. And for meat canapés, Olga recommends truffle oil, gherkins, capers, or pickle slices as a garnish. Speaking of spreads, when peanut butter was first used as a spread on sandwiches, people experimented and tried things like peanut butter and tomatoes, liver and peanut butter, and anchovies and peanut butter. Oscar Mayer even came up with a peanut butter and bacon spread, the two ingredients mixed together into a casing that made it look like liverwurst. Well, that's all our time for today. This is Natalia Buchok with Ukrainian Food Flair, leaving the listeners of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio with this to ponder. Anchovy and peanut butter or liver and peanut butter? Which would you prefer to put on your toast?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Pidraziak-Molnar here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Oh.
Is Melach Sheket, Executive Director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, with a perspective on Ukrainian Jewish heritage.
Shavuot, the Festival of Weeks, is the second of the three major festivals with both religious, historical, and agricultural significance. Historically, it celebrates the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai more than 3,300 years ago. Agriculturally, it commemorates the time when the first fruits were harvested and brought to the temple, and is known as Hag HaBikurim, the festival of the first fruits. The period from Passover to Shavuot is a time of great anticipation. We count each of the days from the second day of Passover to the day before Shavuot, 49 days or 7 full weeks. According to the Torah, we are obligated to count the days from Passover to Shavuot. This period is known as the counting of the Omer, and Omer is a unit of measure. The counting is intended to remind us of the link between Passover, which commemorates the exodus from slavery in Egypt, and Shavuot, called Shviis in Ukraine, which commemorates the giving of the Torah by Almighty to the Jewish people. It reminds us that the redemption from slavery was not complete until we received the Torah. In Israel, Jews from around the globe are celebrating the explanations of Zohar received from giant Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a great tzaddik, righteous rabbi, resting on the Mount Meron. In Ukraine, Jews visiting the grave of another giant in Zohar, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Eichenstein, resting in Zhidachev, Lviv region, may the memory of both tzaddikim be blessed. The counting reminds us of the important connection between Passover and Shavuot. Passover freed us physically from bondage, but the giving of the Torah on Shavuot redeemed us spiritually from our bondage to idolatry and immorality. Shavuot is also known as Pentecost, because it falls on the 50th day. It is noteworthy that the holiday is called the time of the giving of the Torah, rather than process of receiving the Torah, that we received it every day, but it was first given at this time. Thus, it is the giving, not the receiving, that makes this holiday significant. The Book of Ruth is read at this time publicly. Women and girls light holiday candles to usher in the holiday on both the first and second evenings of the holidays. It is customary to stay up all night learning Torah on the first night of Shavuot, then pray as early as possible in the morning. All men, women, and children should go to the synagogue on the first day of Shavuot to hear the reading of the Ten Commandments. As on other holidays, special meals are eaten and no work may be performed. It is customary to eat dairy foods on Shavuot. Among other reasons, this commemorates the fact that upon receiving the Torah, including the kosher laws, the Jewish people could not cook meat in their milky pots, which had yet to be rendered kosher. This year, 5,771 Shavuot will occur on the following days of the Gregorian calendar. Sunset, June 7, 2011, until nightfall, June 9, 2011. Shalom.
Thank you, Melech. For more information on the work of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, visit jewishheritage.org.ua. Many thanks, Duja Diakuyu, to Radio Nezalezhnyist in Lviv for their production assistance with Melech's presentation of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Vancouver.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending June 3rd. Tighter controls prevent the E. coli bacteria. IMF-Ukraine cooperation to continue. Ukraine to play important role in world food supplies. And who let the dogs out? I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine has tightened controls over vegetable imports from the European Union as the region struggles with the deadly E. coli outbreak. The Prime Minister said Ukraine, from the beginning of this phenomenon, has taken action to protect its people, but we didn't advertise it. A team of border guards was ordered to tighten controls over European vegetables. Researchers have been unable to pinpoint the cause of the illness, which has hit at least 9 European countries. This prompted Russia on Thursday to extend a ban on vegetables from the entire European Union. The World Health Organization said that the E. coli bacteria responsible for the outbreak is a new strain that has never been seen before. Ukraine's cooperation with the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, will continue, said the National Bank governor. On May 16th, the head of the IMF in Ukraine, Max Allier, stressed that Ukraine should launch pension reform and increase gas tariffs for households to receive another disbursement of the IMF. Last July, the IMF agreed to re-engage with Ukraine, offering a new standby agreement, which provides for the allocation of $15.6 billion. Kiev received the first tranche and the second in December last year after the first revision of the program. Their total was $3.4 billion. Ukraine can make an important contribution to global food security, but it needs more investment and a predictable agricultural policy from the government, said the director of the Investment Center for the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. The FAO representative noted that in 2008, Ukraine carried out 7% of the world's grain shipments. At the same time, the average crop capacity has grown by 26% in the world since 2004, while in Ukraine it dropped by 2%. Ukraine's agriculture policy and food minister stressed that Ukraine is planning to double its harvest, as well as significantly increase meat production. According to the minister, land reform and the creation of a future farming market will contribute to this. He also stressed that Ukraine would refrain from imposing export quotas and strive to join the markets of the developed countries. This year, Ukraine has to pay off $24 billion on external debts. This year, Ukraine has to pay off $24 billion on external debts. This was stated during the extended session of the government by President Viktor Yanukovych. This year, the existing problems were aggravated with the problem of the external debt of $24 billion, which must be paid, and all of this from taxpayers' purses, he added. The president stressed that this is a huge burden for Ukraine. He said, thank God the economy of Ukraine is growing, budget revenues are increasing. We have found that the tool that on a large scale positively influences the growth of the economy. As reported, the state debt of Ukraine at the end of 2011, taking into account $6 billion in credit supply from the IMF plan for this year, could reach $68 billion, which corresponds to 42% of the GDP. Now, this is something that residents in Kherson, Ukraine, won't hear anymore after 10 o'clock. Well, the city has passed a law banning dogs from barking between 10 p.m. and 8 p.m., making life quieter for residents. The rule, which is among measures aimed at maintaining cleanliness and order, also applies to cats meowing, pigs grunting, and get this, chickens cackling. Opponents have queried how the laws will be enforced. What happens if they arrest a stray dog for barking out of hours? Who finds them, one person said. A loophole means that the rules only apply to animals whose owners live in apartment blocks and not private houses. It'll be interesting to see how this story develops. And that was a look at some of the headlines for the week ending June 3rd. If you'd like to subscribe to this program in iTunes, just go to the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com. I'm Keith Parent.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Western Ukraine changed hands many times in the 20th century? It changed hands so many times that there is a popular joke about an old man in a village in Transcarpathia. He was asked about his life, and he said, I was born in Austro-Hungary. I went to school in Czechoslovakia. I served in the Hungarian army, and I went to prison in the Soviet Union. And now I'm in independent Ukraine. When asked how it was that he had traveled so much, the old man replied, oh, I never left my village.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Не біда, що без вуси оселедця нема, Запорожцем зовуся друзі, я не дарма. Не біда, що без вуси оселедця нема, Запорожцем зовуся друзі, я не дарма. Не біда, що без вуси оселедця нема, Запорожцем зовуся друзі, я не дарма. Ця пісня чудова, хто співає її то, як козак запорізький, запорізький козак. Не біда, що без вусить поселедця нема, Запорожцем зовуся друзі, я не дарма. Не біда, що без вусить поселедця нема, Запорожцем зовуся друзі, я не дарма. Щастя, що можу всіх дівчат полюбить, а як сурма тривожна взяти зброю звели. Проти того війська буду в перший затак, як козак запорізький, запорізький козак.
Michael Minsky was a brilliant opera star in Europe in the post-World War II era. He was born in Russia in 1918, grew up under the Stalin regime. He studied music in Russia and ended up conscripted into the Red Army and in a displaced persons camp after the war. He, in this camp, was mostly Ukrainians, and Michael Minsky took on a Ukrainian persona and fell in love with the culture, and particularly the music. He then went on to sing with the Don Cossack Choir, and he ended up conducting it as well shortly before his death in 1988. He compiled an anthology of Ukrainian vocal music, and this was truly an amazing achievement for an artist in the diaspora, especially during that time. Much has been published about Michael Minsky since his death. You can find him on Wikipedia, and there's also another website regarding a restoration project of Michael Minsky's recordings of Ukrainian music. I was very fortunate to be able to speak with Michael Minsky's widow in Zvolich, the Netherlands, about this restoration project, and hopefully some Nash Holos listeners, if you have some of Michael Minsky's recordings in your possession, you might be able to help her out.
I first found out about you because you kept sending out pretty much the same message. Who wants to help us? We're restoring these recordings. So tell us, who is Michael Minsky?
So, of course, he was my husband, and we were 22 years together. And he was here in Europe. He is known as a soloist of the Don Cossack Choir. He was very well known, famous baritone. And that he had a career in Ukrainian music before 1960, I did not know. Then between his papers, he had a small photograph, and I enlarged it on a copy machine because I couldn't read what is there. And it was a record album, Arca New York. So I called my friend Marlene in New York and asked her to visit the address what was written on the cover of this album. But she couldn't find it, and I thought, when I have to go to New York and find out what is this? And when I can find this Arca company, then I could find this album. The Arca company, they don't make records anymore, and they didn't have any records at all. So I asked around in this Ukrainian neighborhood where many Ukrainian people live together, and they sent me around, and I returned to Holland with I don't know how many addresses. And I called around from a Mrs. Genza, an Ukrainian dancer. I became phone number from someone in Montreal, and from them I became a phone number from someone in New Jersey, and he said to me, I know a person and he has what you are looking for, and that was Mr. Maxim Yuk. It took me 20 years to find Mr. Maxim Yuk in Washington, and then I called him and he said, I we'll see what I have and what I can do. So next week I called him and he had 9 records. He said, I could send it to you, but it are 78 records. So I said to him, I come to see you and take it by myself because they come broken. It is So I called again my friend Marlene in New York, and I said, I have to come again for 10 days and please book me a bus to Washington. So I visited Mr. Maxim Yuk. I don't know if you know his name, but he has the largest collection of Ukrainian records made in the diaspora. 12,000, over 12,000 records. Very interesting collection.
And this is Mr. Maxim Yuk?
Maxim Yuk from Washington.
Washington.
In Washington. And he gave me this 9 records, and the first time I saw this album, that was in his collection. And he said, the records, I have double. I give it to you.
Oh.
But the album, I don't have you. You can forget it. It is too old. You'll never find it. And he did send me to someone of an Ukrainian archive, and she had also 9 records. And I took it home, and 2 months later, Mr. Maximil called me, and he said, I have a big surprise. He is known as collector, so someone called him and said, I have a box with records. And what was there? The most beautiful surprise. I became, and there was another album of RCA, and I knew that it existed because someone in Swiss gave me the album, only without records, an empty album. So that was the moment that I realized that there is more than what we knew. That
So what was it that we knew about Michael Minskic? When what was his career about?
He was in World War II, and then he was in prison, and then he came to a camp with displaced persons. It's only Russian between Ukrainians. So the Ukrainians said to him, please, you don't say that you are Russian. They will send you back and you go 30 years to Siberia. And that was also the moment he came in contact with Ukrainian songs and Ukrainian music. He stayed with the Ukrainian people, and he was soloist in the Ukrainian Bandurist Chorus. And till 1984, he always went back to the Ukrainian Bandurist Chorus. And Mr. Morha gave me permission to repair all his solos from old records. And he loved Ukrainian culture, he loved Ukrainian music, and he wrote in Ukrainian newspapers, he wrote Ukrainian poetry. So he spoke, people said he spoke better Ukrainian than some Ukrainians.
So he was not Ukrainian himself. He was ethnic Russian. And you are not Ukrainian either.
I'm Dutch.
You're Dutch.
I'm Dutch.
Okay,
yes.
so we've got a Dutch woman and a Russian man. Married when did you get married?
In 1979. But we were all together since 1967.
Okay, so you hooked up in 1967.
Yeah.
You met him in Holland when he was...
Yes, he came as displaced person. And later he came with the Don Cossack Choir from the States to Europe.
Now, the Don Cossack Choir, that wasn't a Ukrainian choir then, was it?
No, that was from Zadov, Sergei Zadov. They came to Germany after the revolution, and they ended up in Vienna, in Austria, and there they started to give concerts for the first time, and they gave about 10,000 concerts around the world.
Wow. So, and Michael, he sang with his choir.
Yeah. And when he had holiday, he was singing in the Ukrainian Bandurist Choir. Many Ukrainians who also were singing in the Don Cossack Choir.
Okay. Which Ukrainian Bandurist Choir was it that he was with?
From Detroit.
Krashevchenko?
Yeah.
Oh!
You didn't know.
I didn't realize that. I've seen them. I've seen them perform. They came out here a few years back.
Yes.
Now, so was this his career then? Michael's career was as a singer with the Don Cossack Choir. Was that his full-time career?
He was an opera singer. So when I went the first time to New York to collect information, Then I found the son of a former friend of Michael. This friend, he died, that I know, and his son told me that his mother has tapes, and there were also beautiful songs, opera, but also Ukrainian songs, and no one knows what it is. That's the problem. I took this recording to Simferopol, and there is a teacher, and she will take it to Kiev to ask which songs are there, because no one knows. It's so old that no one knows.
Oh, this is a historical treasure from the sounds of it, then.
It, absolutely, absolutely.
Wow. So when did Michael die?
In 1988.
And you discovered this Ukrainian side of him after he died?
Yes. When the LPs, I knew, of course, I know that he made LPs with Ukrainian songs.
Uh-huh.
And this is on We Repaired also. I wrote more than 1,000 letters around the world. Who has the master tapes? Who has the rights of these recordings? And in 1,000 letters, perhaps 2 or 3 people wrote me back. That's all.
Wow. So you're doing this all on your own?
Yes, with volunteers, and the money goes to the Orthodox Church in Holland. We don't make money with this.
Okay. And so your goal is to restore this music.
Yes.
And to have collections, CD collections, and to sell them to the public?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and so what you're looking for then is for any more music that's floating around out there in the world?
Yes, there are 8 items I'm looking for. And if people want to sell it, it is also okay for this past records. Some people don't want to give it. They need money for what reason. That's also okay.
Okay. So are you looking for donations as well? Do you need money to help?
No, we don't need. So that's the reason we gave it to the church.
Okay. So how can people reach you?
The email address is irinajakoba@gmail.com.
Okay. And that's irinajakoba@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And I'll have that on the blog as well. Okay. And then you will make arrangements on how to collect the music. So then people will contact you. If they want to buy Michael's music now, you said it is on eBay. They just type in Michael Minsky.
Yeah.
Or they can go to his website.
It's only Michael Minsky, and then it comes. You will see it.
Okay, so if you just Google Michael Minsky, you'll find him. Okay, thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck in your project.
Yeah, and thank you also very much.
And I was speaking with Irina Jakoba in Zwolle, the Netherlands, and Irina is the widow of the late Michael Minsky, and as you heard, she is still looking for a few more recordings to complete her restoration project, and those songs are Ide vid mene, Hey marshurujet vje postanski, Zabudj mene, Tehesenke vachir, Zaporozhets za Dunajem, Homin sela, Trembita, and Susidka. And they're also looking for records with these numbers, ARCA 405 and RCA 220 through to 2223. And you can find a complete list of those recordings on the Nash Holos blog.
Як іду я до дівчини, стежка моя в зорях. Не дивуйтесь, добрі люди, я родився в горах. Ой да-да, ой да-да-да, ой да-да-да-да-да. Ой да-да, ой да-да-да-да, я родився в горах. Буде зірка вечорова, то моя кохана. Моя чічка чорноброва, моя давня рана. Ой да да, ой да 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 да, ой да 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 да, ой да да, ой да 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 да, моя давня рана. А до тебе моя зірка, все
бояри на сопілці на трембіті граю.
And that was, of course, Michael Minsky from his CD called Bandura, Michael Minsky, Songs of a Don Cossack. And the song you just heard translates into English as Stars Rise to Love. Sorry, we don't have the accurate, proper Ukrainian titles. Before the interview, you heard Michael with Zaporozhian Cossack. And earlier in the program, you heard Nibezori with Previt from Montreal. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and streaming online at am1320.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave, AM and FM radio, and also internet radio at pcjmedia.com. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and the international PCJ Radio podcast at pcjmedia.com, and both editions are available on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Держись кріпко плота, то не впадеш до болота. And our proverb of the week translates as hold fast to the fence and you won't fall in the mud. Well, that about wraps up our program for this week. So, taking us to the end, the female beat from Winnipeg with a hot Kalameka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.